What if everything we thought we knew about inheritance was incomplete? In 1944, during the brutal Dutch hunger winter, pregnant women survived on as few as 400 calories a day. Their babies were born smaller, weaker, but that's not where the story ends. Decades later, researchers discovered something astonishing. These children's own children, who never experienced famine themselves, showed unusual health patterns. Somehow, the grandmother's starvation had echoed through two generations. Meanwhile, identical twins with the exact same DNA often develop completely different diseases, personalities, even sexual orientations. The DNA blueprint we've been taught is destiny, it's only half the story. The other half belongs to epigenetics, the hidden switches that turn genes on and off without changing a single letter of genetic code. This isn't fringe science. It's revolutionizing how we understand disease, development, and what we pass to our children. Your lifestyle choices don't just affect you. They may affect your children and grandchildren through epigenetic inheritance. The stress you experience, the food you eat, the toxins you're exposed to, all may leave molecular marks that persist across generations. John Gurdon once told his scientific ambitions were quite ridiculous, won a Nobel Prize for proving specialized cells could be reprogrammed. In the 1960s, he transplanted a nucleus from an adult toad's intestinal cell into an egg whose nucleus had been removed. Some eggs developed into healthy tadpoles, revealing that specialized cells hadn't lost their genes, they'd simply switched most off. Cellular development resembles a ball rolling downhill into branching valleys. Once settled, it rarely climbs back up, yet Gurdon proved reversal was possible. This explained cloning's difficulty. Creating Dolly the sheep required 300 attempts because the challenge wasn't copying DNA, but erasing the marks defining each cell's identity. Decades later, Shinya Yamanaka discovered that just 4 genes could reprogram adult skin cells into embryonic-like stem cells capable of becoming any cell type. This breakthrough, earning him the 2012 Nobel Prize alongside Gurdon, opened possibilities for treating diabetes and Parkinson's disease. Yet, nature remains superior. Sperm and egg achieve complete reprogramming in 36 hours with near-perfect efficiency, while our methods remain slow and error-prone. Your DNA wraps around protein spools called histones, compressing 6 feet of genetic material while controlling which genes get read. DNA methylation attaches chemical groups to specific DNA letters, like sticky notes marking recipes you'll never make. Heavily methylated genes stay silent. Unmethylated ones can be expressed. Rett syndrome revealed methylation's dramatic importance. Girls develop normally for a year, then lose speech, walking, and hand coordination due to mutations in MCP2, which reads methylation marks. In 2007, Adrian Bird's lab reversed Rett syndrome in adult mice. Severely impaired mice resumed normal behavior when MCP2 was reactivated. The damage wasn't structural, but in how brains read genetic instructions. Histones can be modified 50 different ways. Adding acetyl groups activates genes, removing them silences genes. Unlike stable DNA methylation, histone modifications change dynamically with hormones, stress, diet, or drugs, where environment directly rewrites your genetic margins. Why do mammals need both parents? Mouse embryos with only maternal chromosomes developed well but had tiny placentas. Paternal-only embryos had excellent placentas but stunted bodies. Father's genes want maximum resource extraction through large placentas. Mother's genes protect her health from multiple offspring. This conflict created epigenetic imprinting, genes flagged by parental origin. Prader-Willi syndrome, constant hunger, obesity, and Angelman syndrome, intellectual disability, inappropriate laughter, both involve chromosome 15's same region. But Prader-Willi occurs when paternal copies fail, Angelman when maternal copies do. Same genes, opposite parent, completely different diseases. Identical twins share the same DNA, yet they can develop different diseases, personalities, and sexual orientations. The answer lies in epigenetics. newborn twins show nearly identical DNA methylation patterns, but older twins, especially those living apart, display dramatically different epigenetic marks. Your life writes itself onto your genome in invisible ink. The agouti mouse demonstrates this vividly. These genetically identical mice ranged from bright yellow and obese to slim with brown fur, the difference being DNA methylation at a single genome location. Heavy methylation produces healthy brown mice. Minimal methylation creates obese yellow ones. The Dutch hunger winter revealed these effects span generations. Malnourished pregnant women had normal weight babies, but these children later showed higher rates of obesity, diabetes, and schizophrenia. Their grandchildren, who never experienced famine, also showed unusual weight patterns. The grandmother's starvation had marked the genome across two generations. Your grandmother's experiences might literally be written into your biology. Biology once followed a simple hierarchy. DNA stores information, RNA carries messages, proteins do the work. The human genome shattered this view. Despite having roughly the same number of protein-coding genes as a microscopic worm, we're vastly more complex. The answer lies in the 98% of our genome that doesn't code for proteins, once dismissed as junk DNA. This vast landscape produces thousands of non-coding RNAs that regulate when, where, and how much protein gets made, acting like conductors coordinating an orchestra. MicroRNAs, just 22 letters long, can silence entire gene networks, a single one regulating hundreds of genes simultaneously. When these networks malfunction, disease follows. About 70% of chronic lymphocytic leukemia cases involve lost microRNAs that normally suppress cancer. The Zist RNA demonstrates RNA's most dramatic power by coding an entire X chromosome, silencing nearly all its genes. Female mammals are thus mosaics, with roughly half their cells expressing one X chromosome and half the other, creating calico cat's patched fur, where each color patch represents cells that inactivated different X chromosomes during development. Cancer was long viewed as a disease of DNA mutations, but researchers in the 1980s discovered tumor suppressor genes were often silenced in cancer cells, despite having normal DNA sequences. The genes were intact but switched off through heavy DNA methylation. Unlike permanent mutations, this silencing can potentially be reversed. The first epigenetic drug, 5-azacitidine, inhibits DNA methylation and reactivates silenced genes. Four epigenetic drugs now have FDA approval, primarily for blood cancers. The implications extend beyond cancer. Childhood trauma creates lasting vulnerabilities to depression, anxiety, and suicide through epigenetic mechanisms. Studies showed maternal care during rats' first week permanently alters stress responses. Well-nurtured pups become calm adults. Neglected pups become chronically anxious. Human studies confirmed this. Suicide victims with childhood abuse show distinct DNA methylation patterns in brain stress control regions. When anxious mice received histone deacetylase inhibitors, they became calmer, suggesting epigenetic therapies might one day treat mental health conditions by directly modifying gene expression. The epigenetics revolution reveals that our choices shape not just our health, but our descendants. Swedish village studies showed grandfathers who experienced famine during pre-adolescent growth spurts had grandsons with reduced cardiovascular disease risk, while those with abundant food faced increased diabetes risk in descendants. Diet directly influences epigenetic marks. Folic acid produces methyl groups that attach to DNA, while compounds in broccoli, garlic, and aged cheese inhibit histone deacetylases, potentially preventing cancer. Honeybees demonstrate this dramatically. Genetically identical larvae fed royal jelly become long-lived queens. Those fed regular food become short-lived workers. The future holds extraordinary promise. Researchers are developing drugs targeting epigenetic enzymes to treat cancer, Huntington's disease, and psychiatric disorders. Stem cells reprogrammed from your skin could replace damaged organs without rejection. your choices today may echo in grandchildren you'll never meet. But this isn't cause for anxiety, it's empowerment. Genes aren't destiny, meaning we have more control over our health than imagined. The question isn't what genes you inherited, it's what you do with them.